Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Drive on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, I do know pretty much every Beatles song, and this is the Beatles, One After 909. It's Music by the Numbers. Max Power with the music this week. All right, Max, you know what time it is. It is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game here on The Drive. Bob Lutz and Jamin Anderson. And Jamin has come equipped with a game.
I do have a game.
My senses are not sharp. We'll see how I do.
We are going
to... Although I got one of your... you come with a different baseball team.
Right.
Every day we do the show together, and you just give me some players that played for the team. And
right.
I have to figure out what team it was, first of all, and then... Try to get the year,
yeah.
I was proud of myself today because I thought it was a tough one.
You did great today. You got the Angels, which your son was unable to get in a text message earlier this week. He and I play that game kind of frequently in an attempt to stump each other, and it's always you pick the guy who got five at-bats. You know, you never pick the guy that started
because
it's too easy. So you go to the bench, and you go to the bullpen, and you never pick the guy that starts. We're going to have to make a rule that you have to pick one starter for the team, or it's not going to work.
It's a tough game.
All right, we're going to play.
What's your game?
Well, we're going to play a game that we've played before on this program, but it's all active players. We're going to play who has more.
All right.
Who has more? I'm going to give you eight categories, and I'm going to give you two players, and I'm going to give you who has more of the category. Now, the rule is that there is a distinct large difference between these two players. Meaning, if I say who has more career wins, it's not going to be a guy with 100 and a guy with 99.
Okay.
There is a distinct difference.
All right.
Makes
I'll,
it a little
I'll dominate
easier.
This game.
I expect you to get 7 out of 8. I'm just letting you know right now. That's dominant.
No.
All right. Who has more career wins? Yeah. These are all active players. Who has more career wins? Tyler Glasnow or Blake Snell? Who has more career wins?
That's a tough one.
I'm starting with a tough one.
That's a tough one. Glasnow's been hurt more. Snell.
Snell is correct. Here's a crazy stat for you. Tyler Glasnow has 20 career wins. 20.
Yeah.
Jacob deGrom has 29 career RBIs.
Yeah.
So Tyler Glasnow has won a whopping 20 games. Blake Snell has 44 career wins.
So
more than
go.
Double. So that was an easy one to start you off
kinda
with.
Kind of easy, although Blake Snell... You know, being
yeah, he won 17 one
Tampa.
Year, or no, he won. I think he won 20 one
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
So, you're right. They don't get a lot of wins in Tampa, because of the bullpen. But 20 career wins for Tyler and an ERA over 4 for his career.
That's
a
crazy.
Little overrated, Tyler
and
Glasnow
right now.
And hurt. Career hits. Who has more career hits? These are former Royals teammates: Alcides Escobar or Lorenzo Cain. Who has more career hits?
Cain's been hurt. But Kane has more career hits than Alcides Escobar.
You are incorrect.
What?
Alcides Escobar has 1,367.
Oh, no
Lorenzo way. Kane has 1,151. 216 more career hits for Alcides Escobar than Lorenzo
that's
Kane.
That's shocking.
That is correct. I know that.
Although
that's,
Escobar played every day.
And he played for a while, and Kane has been, you're right, hurt. So,
I should have thought that one out a little
bit. Alcides Escobar, you were so confident in that one. You're one for two.
Got it.
You're one for two. Career home runs. We're going to go to the homers now. Mike Trout or Bryce Harper? Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, career home runs. What do we think?
That's a tough one. I'm looking up Alcides Escobar.
you're wondering how he has 1,367.
Here's what he did, and I should have thought of this. Three times he played in all 162
yep.
games.
That helps you.
Other years he played in 158, 155, 158, 148. I mean, he was out there every day.
And he never drew walks.
No.
So it was all about getting hits for Alcides Escobar. So there
yeah,
you go.
I should have can I get that one back?
Nope.
The home run thing.
One time only.
The home
Trout
run
or Harper?
Thing is Trout.
It is Trout by 70. 310 to 240. He's been hurt, but so has Harper.
Yeah.
So Trout 310, Harper 240. A three softball for the third one. You're two for three. You can still get 7 of 8. Put your thinking cap on for highest batting average, highest career batting average.
Well, with the shift continuing.
Xander Bogaerts or Francisco Lindor, a couple of shortstops. Xander Bogaerts or Francisco Lindor, who has a higher
That's
career
Bogaerts.
Batting average? It is Bogaerts, 291 to 281, 10-point advantage for Xander Bogaerts. 3 for 4, you're
Very
on the right track.
Very underrated player, Xander Bogaerts.
Incredibly underrated.
Superstar. Doesn't get that kind of notoriety.
Very good. Top 5 shortstop in baseball, Xander Bogaerts.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. I would put him above people like Story, Lindor. I think he's really good, and I hate that he's good, but he's very, very good. And they locked him up cheap for a long time.
I'd love to have him. I'll tell you that.
I would love to have him, too. Lower career ERA, Jake Arrieta or Sonny Gray?
That's a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
Now, that's a tough one.
I think this is the toughest one of the whole thing. If you get this one right, I think you're on the right track.
Sonny Gray has – Jake Arrieta had that amazing year with the Cubs, but he's been a little – you know, the last 3 or 4 years, that ERA has bumped up. Meanwhile, Sonny Gray had some tough early years, but when he got to Cincinnati, it came down some. I'll say that the lower ERA of those two belongs to Sonny Gray.
You are correct. He's 4 for 5. He's on a roll. 353 to 381. So 0.28 difference there, over a quarter of a run difference. Well done. Well done, Sonny Gray. More career stolen bases. We got 3 to go. You're 4 out of 5. No pressure at all.
No pressure.
More.
Although I should have gotten Escobar.
Yeah, but you're.
Because I really doubted my answer the minute I gave it.
But
go ahead.
You've more confidently answered the last three, and you've been correct. So let's see if you can keep it rolling with most career stolen bases.
Okay.
Brett Gardner or Dexter Fowler, two veteran outfielders.
Both have been around a while. Dexter really liked to run early in his career in Colorado, but really didn't run much as a Cardinal or a Cub. A little bit as a Cub.
Okay.
But most of his running happened in Colorado, whereas Brett Gardner has been kind of a stolen base threat for a longer period of time. So I'm going to say Brett Gardner.
Your logic is sound, and this is a trouncing, 271 to 149. Which surprised me. I thought Fowler had more, and I thought you might think of him more as a fleet-footed guy.
Nah, I saw too much of him.
You saw him in the Cardinals. Gardner hasn't run in a long time, too. But he led the league 1 year and was really a big-time guy early in his career for stolen bases. So Brett Gardner, yes, you are 5 for 6 with 2 to go. The pressure is mounting.
Let me look at old Dex.
You're going to look
Fowler,
at old Dex?
See if I'm on the right track.
I bet you are. I bet you're exactly correct.
You know, he never had more than 27 in a season. So he's never been a real prime stolen base guy. But he always had double figures through the 2016 season. And then, of course, the Cardinals signed him. And he stopped doing anything.
And he stopped being good. Yeah. Okay. All right, 2 to go. And these, actually, I'm going to change my opinion on the hardest one because I think these next two are difficult. and I saved them for last because of that. And I think if you get both of these to get 7 of 8, I will be quite impressed.
Really?
Well, I hope these are not easy.
Well, I don't think any of them.
The only
easy
one, Trout Harper, was easy. I think.
Yeah, that was easier.
But some of these have been difficult. Most career RBI: Anthony Rizzo or Justin Upton.
That's a tough one.
I think this is maybe the toughest one.
Upton's been around forever. He got to the big leagues at a very young age.
True.
He's not been what we thought he would be, but he's been a good, above-average major league player for the most part. Anthony Rizzo has been an above-average hitter as a Cub. He didn't get to the big leagues until he was a little older than Upton. He's been a better RBI guy overall than Upton in his prime. You line them up next to each other, and over the last 5 years, Rizzo has more RBIs than Upton by a substantial margin.
That's why this is difficult.
But for the career, it's Upton.
It is Upton. Well done. Good logic.
Well, I sound like
played.
I sound like Jason Stark over
here.
Well
played. 990 to 784. It's not even close. 206 RBI difference.
And the difference there is Upton got to the big leagues.
Yes, at 19. Yes, absolutely. All right. He's 6 for 7, listeners. No pressure. We're gonna drag this last one out because this one you may have to. Boy, this is tough.
Oh.
I'm sorry about this. I think it's tough. You may not. You may just rattle off your logical Jason Stark answer. Most career losses as a pitcher.
Career losses. That's tough, and I don't even know the names.
Madison Bumgarner or Clayton Kershaw. Most career losses. Bumgarner, Kershaw.
Kershaw's been healthier. He's pitched longer. He has a lot more wins than Bumgarner. Mm-hmm. A lot more
wins.
This is
true.
It's not even close. Bumgarner's been more injured. He's not been quite as durable. He's been a beast in the postseason for the Giants. But the most career losses, that's tough.
It's difficult.
Kershaw's pitched on better. Well, the Giants won 3 titles during Bumgarner's
year. They had some bad years, but yes, they did win 3 titles.
The most career losses would belong to Clayton Kershaw simply because he's pitched more.
You are incorrect, sir.
Ah,
6 out of 8. And here's the difference. 101 to 82. Bumgarner has 19 more career losses. We're underselling. We continue to undersell how good Clayton Kershaw has been in his career. Look at his record. You got the computer in front of you. It's amazing how his records are through. You're talking 20. I think he went 21-3 one year.
I've looked at Kershaw.
I'm sure you have.
Numerous times.
Look at his win loss record. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's lost 10 games in a season once.
One time.
That was in 2010 when he went 13-10 as a 22-year-old.
Right.
This year, he's already lost 6.
Right, but he still has.
But he has 8 wins.
Right.
He's 8-6 already.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, he pitches deeper into games. They give him 6 or 7 innings every time out.
He's 8-6 in 15 starts.
Yeah.
He's figured in the decision 14.
They let him go.
No starting pitcher does that.
They let him go. They trust him, as they should. But I couldn't believe the numbers on that. I thought the exact same thing as you, and you started to work it out in your head, and I went, he's going down the wrong path because he's going to assume Kershaw has lost more games than he's actually lost. So there you go, 6 out of 8.
Well, you throw in postseason.
Yeah, well, that matters.
You throw in postseason and put another 12 losses. Kershaw 13-12 in the postseason.
Yeah, but he's exercised those demons.
A little bit.
So we don't need to talk about his failures 8 years ago when the Cardinals blew him up. Good for you.
All right,
8 years ago.
We need to take
6 out of 8, Bob. 6 out of 8.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Ernie De La Trinidad from the Wichita Wind Surge will join us shortly. Wind Surge on a homestand right now. They play tonight out at Riverfront Stadium. 7:05 first pitch and some heat. Against the Springfield Cardinals, we'll talk to Ernie De La Trinidad. He joins us next. Bob Lutz, Jamin Anderson, back in a minute.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.